This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been studying the book of 1 Peter together. Let's continue by looking again at chapter 1, verse 7. These trials that cause temporary suffering have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Faith is shown to be genuine when it has been approved by enduring trials that cause temporary suffering. When our faith has thus been approved by God, the result will be praise, glory, and honor expressed toward Jesus Christ when He is revealed. Being in that choir of the redeemed, spontaneously bursting forth in songs of praise, glory, and honor, is the introductory concert of what will be common in heaven throughout eternity. That's the goal of your faith when you receive the salvation of your soul, according to verse 9. In the meantime, between the salvation you received when you trusted in Jesus Christ and the day you'll join the choir of the redeemed, Peter describes our ongoing salvation as follows in verse 8. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. Does that describe your present experience as a Christ follower? Loving him, believing in him, and being filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy? How is this possible without ever having seen him, some might ask. We'll look into this in subsequent visits. I hope you'll plan to join us.